Hello, dear listener, and welcome to Spiritual Balance Podcast. My name is Joy, and I'm also the author of the book Spiritual Balance. Through this podcast, I'm bringing you the content of my book. Each episode will cover a new chapter or subtopic. I hope you will like it. In our previous episode, we looked at prayer as one of the practices that strengthen your spiritual body. Today, we shall look at the Word of God and fasting. The Bible is God's manual to help you live on earth according to His will. It simply means basic instructions before leaving earth or be informed before life ends. The Bible has every piece of information you need. It tells you what you need to do and not to do. The Bible has thousands of promises for you. However, many people go through hopelessness, sickness, poverty, discouragement, among others, because they have no idea of what the Bible says about their situations. You suffer because you do not know. Lack of knowledge is either because you do not read the Bible or you read but lack understanding. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are being destroyed because they don't know me. Since you priests refuse to know me, I refuse to recognize you as my priests. Since you have forgotten the laws of your God, I will forget to bless your children." Many secrets of God are hidden in His Word. These secrets can only be accessed when you read the Bible with revelation. The Word of God is God. God is wisdom, and therefore the Word of God is wisdom in itself. The Word of God offers solutions to every problem. When you read the Word of God and do what it says, you'll get the results. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to each, to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects you when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right." You cannot please God without faith. Faith comes when you read the Word of God all the time. As you read, you start gaining strength, hope, joy, and you can hold on to God in any situation until His promise for your life comes to pass. Romans 10:17 says, "So faith comes from hearing, that is hearing the good news about Christ." When the Word of God fills your mind is renewed and you start believing and thinking as it says. For example, when the Bible says, "By the stripes of Jesus, you are healed." When you're sick, you start seeing yourself healed. You focus on the Word and give no attention to the lies of the enemy concerning your health. To excel in a particular field, you need to gather a lot of information in that area. For your spiritual life to grow, you need to gather spiritual knowledge. This knowledge can be found through reading the Word of God. Everything else might end, but the Word of God lasts forever. It is true and established in heaven. When you stand on God's promises, principles, and prophecies in the Word and declare them in your life, they will bring the change you need. Matthew 24:35 says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." Next practice is fasting. Fasting is denying the body the pleasure it deserves. Fasting and prayer are denying the body the pleasure it needs, then engage it in prayer. Your body loves comfort. It desires to be fed breakfast, lunch, and supper, and be given enough rest and sleep. There are various forms of fasting. You can fast by not eating for a certain number of days. You can also fast by taking liquids only or one meal a day for a specific number of days. 2 Corinthians 11:27 says, "I've worked hard and long, enduring many sleepless nights. I've been hungry and thirsty, and I've often gone without food. I've shivered in the cold without enough clothing to keep me warm." Fasting can also be done by denying the body sleep. You can sleep on one side of the body the whole night, sleep on the ground instead of the comfortable bed, or spend most of the night praying. 2 Samuel 12:16 says, "David begged God to spare the child. He went without food and lay all night on the bare ground." You can fast for a specific number of days you choose. However, the common number of fasting days valued by God Among others are 3, 7, 14, 21. Saul was a persecutor of Christians. On his way to Damascus to get servants of God to imprison them in Jerusalem, the Lord Jesus appeared to him in form of light. Saul fell on the ground. When he got up after hearing the voice of Jesus, he could not see anything. He remained blind for 3 days. During the 3 days, he did not drink nor eat anything. In a vision, while Saul was praying, he saw a man by the name of Ananias who laid hands on him. God called Ananias and sent him to lay hands on Saul and pray for him. After prayers, scales fell from the eyes of Saul and he was baptized. The word of God says in Acts 9:9, he remained there blind for 3 days and did not drink or eat. God honors a 3-day fast. The eyes of Saul were healed after he had prayed and fasted for 3 days. Number 3 means Trinity. It signifies divine completion. Something happens when you fast for 3 days. Spiritually, a stamp of completion is put on the subject that was being prayed about after 3 days. David committed adultery with Bathsheba. Bathsheba was pregnant with David's baby. God was not pleased with David's actions. He sent Nathan the prophet to rebuke David. David was sorry about his actions. God forgave him. However, God sent a deadly disease to the child of David and Uriah's wife. Before Nathan returned home, he assured David that the child David had with Uriah's wife would die. David fasted and lay all night on the ground for 7 days for God to heal the child. On the 7th day, the word of God through prophet Nathan came to pass. The child died. Number 7 means perfection or completion. Something happens when you fast for 7 days. The child of David and Uriah died on the 7th day of David's fast. The child's death was a fulfillment or completion of God's word through his prophet Nathan about the child. David begged God to spare the child. He went without food all night on the bare ground. The elders of his household pleaded with him to get up and eat with them, but he refused. Then on the 7th day, the child died. This is found in 2 Samuel 12:16. And it says, David begged God to spare the child. He went without food and lay all night on the bare ground. The elders of his household pleaded with him to get up and eat with them, but he refused. Then on the 7th day, the child died. David's advisors were afraid to tell him. He wouldn't listen to reason while the child was ill. They said, "What drastic thing will he do when we tell him the child is dead?" Paul and several other prisoners were set to sail for Italy. On the way, they experienced several challenges: shipwreck, loss of cargo, and their lives were endangered too. Their journey took several days. During their journey, they did not eat anything because they were worried about their lives. After 14 days, they ate bread. When they approached the shore, the soldiers wanted to kill them and to make sure they don't escape. Their plan did not succeed. Their lives were saved. Number 14 signifies sanctification. A 14-day prayer and fasting will break any stubborn habit or bondage. Acts 27:33 says, "Just as day was dawning, Paul urged everyone to eat. You have been so worried that you haven't touched food for 2 weeks," he said. Daniel learned from the word of God that Jerusalem was to go through 70 years of desolation. Daniel engaged in prayer and fasting for Jerusalem. He repented his sins and the sins of the people of Jerusalem for God to have mercy upon them. Daniel 10 says, 10:2-3, "When this vision came to me, I, Daniel, had been in the mourning for 3 whole weeks. All that time, I had eaten no rich food. No meat or wine crossed my throat, and I used no fragrant lotions until those 3 weeks had passed. Number 777, in brackets 21, signifies sanctification or cleansing. Daniel pleaded to God because of the sin of Jerusalem and the desolation they were to encounter because of their sin, and God heard his request. When you pray and fast, your spiritual level goes up. The spirit takes a domain. Every prayer you make during this period brings about a breakthrough. During fasting, you can lift your hands, pray with power, and even prophesy because the spirit has taken over. Prayer and fasting are one of the ways of strengthening your spiritual body. I hope you enjoyed this part of my book. If you found it helpful, please send me a message and let me know. In our next episode, we shall look at a firm stand of faith, fellowshipping with the saints, true worship, and serving God as other practices that strengthen your spiritual body. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.